Now, we know some of you are putting your travel plans on hold these days with concerns about wildfires and COVID. So we're going to take you on a road trip for your ears instead. It's our annual California Hidden Gems show. Next up, we're going to head to Joshua Tree. When people talk about the sun-scorched desert, they often use words like striking or spectacular. But local beauty isn't confined to the national park.
Hello, welcome to the beauty bubble, you guys.
There's an oasis of style in this small desert community. And as reporter Peter Gilstrap found out, it's part salon, part museum, and all roadside attraction.
Outside on Highway 62, the temperature is well into three digits. But inside the Beauty Bubble Salon and Museum, it's a cool and constant 69 degrees, with a strong chance of time warp.
You're welcome to walk through the museum. It's my life's work. It's 30 years of collecting everything back there. They call me America's Hairstorian now.
Oh my God.
Somebody had to do it.
Since 2004, Jeff Hafler has been the owner-operator of the Beauty Bubble, currently housed in a 1940s one-bedroom bungalow turned storefront. Floor to ceiling, wall to wall, the place is crammed with some 3,000 beauty care artifacts going back over 100 years. You'll see vintage advertisements, framed magazine covers, and a rack of unopened hairnets from the 20s and 30s with names like Bonton, Jackonet, and Pretty Miss. You'll see Elvis and Dolly Parton looking down at you from black velvet. And you'll see aging mechanical beauty devices that look like instruments of torture. In the back room, on a deco dresser, there's a matching set of pink mirrors, brushes, and jars with a note that says, "Marion's dresser set from the 40s, found in Mom's attic, donated by her daughter."
And almost the entire time I've been collecting, people have been donating these random beauty things to the collection, like rollers and clips and barrettes. Literally, people would come in, someone threw a bag of rollers in the front door and said, "Here's Grandma's rollers, we didn't want to throw them away."
Do you ever turn anything down that's donated?
No, that's part of the problem. No, that's part of the disease, right? So I can't say no.
But that is what makes the place so unique. Included with your modern day cuts, colors, and curls comes the sensory engulfing overkill of it all, taking you on a journey to a bygone era of luxurious beauty care.
One of the most common comments is that it reminds people of their mother or their grandmother. And I love that because I was close with my grandmother, I'm very close with my mother, and you know, it's true. I like old ladies' trinkets.
So, what brings you to the Beauty Bubble?
Everything brings me to the Beauty Bubble.
Heather Morgan is sitting in a salon chair wearing a big smile and a platinum blonde pixie cut crafted by Hafler. She's been a regular at the bubble since she relocated from L.A. back in 2017. But her big city hair fits right in with the high desert aesthetic.
There's a lot of people in the desert who go out and rock their L.A. style. So I didn't have to change my hair or my style. I thought I would have to, like, stop going platinum or become some old desert rag. But Jeff is out here paving the way for style.
Hafler grew up in Pickerington, Ohio, just outside of Columbus, where he went to beauty school. Back then, he fell in love with a 1940s hairdryer. He still has it, and it's still on display. It sparked an interest in the vintage tools of his newfound trade.
For that first year, I was just collecting and decorating my bathroom with it. And I thought, well, this is fascinating history, and this is beautiful, interesting stuff. So I was 20 years old, and I said, I'm going to make a roadside attraction beauty parlor museum. And so here I am 29 years later, and I'm living that dream.
17 years ago, Hafler and his husband, jewelry designer Michael Wynn, bought a home in Wonder Valley, a dot on the desert map 30 miles east of Joshua Tree. It's an unincorporated land of rough dirt roads and endless horizons. And it's such a rural part of San Bernardino County, home salons were and are still legal.
And who was coming out? Were you, I mean, you, was it local
I had
people,
like
Marines?
The high society of the high desert is what I call them.
Those early clients have stayed loyal. But here in Joshua Tree, where Hafler moved his salon in 2015, a steady stream of tourists and locals and first-timers wander in to gawk at the display.
We were just like blown away, weren't we?
Yeah.
Tasha Simpson and Cordelia Reynolds are making their way through Hafler's beloved trove of old lady trinkets.
This is the first time you guys have been here.
Yeah, and it's really awesome. You just walk into this little wonderland. I love places that have so much history and like have taken such care to collect amazing stuff.
Like Heather Morgan, Reynolds is another former Angeleno. She and her boyfriend live a sustainable lifestyle off the grid in the nearby community of Landers.
So if you're off grid, how do you maintain your beauty standards?
I mean, it's a struggle. I should come here and get my hair washed, because I haven't had hot water in 2 years.
But these days, Jeff Hafler has three stylists taking over the cutting duties. He's only doing the heads of longtime clients so he can focus on selling his vintage items and curating his ever-expanding museum. But you don't have to travel to the desert to see Hafler's collection. He had a recent show at the SFO Museum in San Francisco's airport featuring vintage beauty items and the sculptures he creates from discarded hair care ephemera. And there's an upcoming documentary about the beauty bubble, but that's not all.
You know, I dream about building a geodesic dome and making it look like a giant hairdryer. The Beauty Museum would be housed in the world's largest hairdryer. It just has to happen.
Like the miles of hair that got him here, Hafler's dream in the desert never stops growing. For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap in Joshua Tree.